Carl Sandburg College, around 10 people took part in the meeting. Sitting at one of the tables was Christy Howell, the new director of the Sustainable Business Center. Just behind her, in a sharp business suit, was the former director, Eric Diltz. He's now a financial advisor with Morgan Stanley, based in Peoria. Howell was appointed as director last month and has only been in Galesburg for about 30 days. She says moving to the Midwest was a goal of hers after growing up and living in the South for some time.
Directly before, about 2 hours north of Nashville, Tennessee, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, close to Fort Campbell and the 101st Airborne, but I'm originally from South Mississippi. I grew up about 20 minutes north of the Gulf of Mexico.
About the position here?
Creative Google searching. I have Google Alerts set up when I was doing my job search. I had Google Alerts set up for almost every state north of the Mason-Dixon. I've been looking to move to colder weather, so I wanted sustainability work specifically in Illinois particularly.
Now, did you talk to Eric as part of like a handoff, or have you sort of discussed where the center is going to go?
I've been very fortunate to have Eric's really comprehensive knowledge, not just of the current clients, but sort of the makeup of the region to help me get my feet under me as I go. We were very fortunate to work with him during the trade-off, and hopefully we're working on bringing new tenants in day by day. So
now, sort of maybe to bring you both in here, now I'm guessing it seems like a unique center out there, sort of a unique opportunity. Is there anything that just maybe some advice that you kind of gave her in sort of when you're thinking of the handoff?
I think one of the key or one of the exciting things that Christy can bring to the Sustainable Business Center and can do a much better job than I could is I can work with businesses and I can assist businesses, but when it came to community outreach and community education and letting the community know what the Sustainable Business Center was all about, I could admit I probably could have done a better job. And with Christy's background, I think she'll do a phenomenal job with that.
I have a strong background in community ed, so I'm excited to sort of pick up where I can and work closely, especially with our higher ed partners here, Sandburg and Knox and Western Illinois, to do some of that work and get that community ed ball rolling and build our entrepreneurs from the ground up.
Well, and it sounds like, if that is one of the areas that you'd like to work on, it sounds like you are going to be teaching some community ed classes in the future, is that right?
That's true. Coming around in the spring, I'll be teaching some local classes, mostly around thinking about your finances, thinking about your business, and planning ahead for the future.
Now, just sort of in general, are there any sort of, challenges that you think Galesburg faces that, you were working on in your time here that, some things that maybe you were working on that are still going to be on Christy's plate? Anything that you can see that the community still needs to work toward, maybe?
Well, building a community understanding of sustainability is a challenge. I came from rural America. I've always lived in rural America, and building that understanding and making it relevant to people in rural America is one of my passions in life. So I feel like I have a lot of opportunities to make those connections for people in small town rural America and make it both relevant and useful for their day-to-day lives. I'm not teaching classes in financial planning, but I'm hoping to possibly do some teaching in sustainable development. I'm going to be a lead green associate here in a couple months. So I'm hoping to do some lead classes and help people sort of develop that understanding and how they can make that applicable day to day. And I hope that I can fill those blanks.
I definitely think so. And one of the challenges, not just that Galesburg has, but all communities across the nation has, is we always like to say everyone has at least $1 million idea in their lifetime. And the challenge is to get those people to act on that $1 million idea. And so I think with all the work that has been done and definitely the work that will be coming down the road with Christy, encouraging those people to take some initiative to actually implement those ideas and turn them into a business.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
That's Eric Diltz, the former head of Galesburg's Sustainable Business Center. He was joined by the center's new director, Christy Howell. Aside from hiring Howell, the center also recently added a new tenant, Jerry's Mojo. It's a mobile coffee shop that uses an electric vehicle. I'm Scott Stuntz, Tri-State's Public Radio News.